Good morning, children of God. So when I read through our scriptures for today earlier this week, a portion of it that jumped out at me, and you may have, if you've been paying attention, you may have seen it said a couple times already in our bulletin, God of the living. So God needs our hearts, souls, and mind and our faith to be alive, to be vibrant, and to be doing what he calls us to do. Well, there's also a couple of scriptures that warn us against being like salt that loses its saltiness, right? This is thrown out because it's no good. Or what about, you may not have heard of this, but hopefully the congregation has, lukewarm Christians who are just going through the motions and their heart is not in the right place. So what good are those things, lukewarm Christians or salt without saltiness? Well, you might think it's about as good as this dead mum, right? What good is this? Am I going to buy this at the store like this and put it on my front step? I think not. But guess what? With care and effort, this mum will flower again in the spring. Now, if I just put it outside the church door and leave it there and don't do anything with it, it's probably not going to flower next spring. But just like what God can do with us, our hearts and souls and our mind, we too can flower again when we become lukewarm or dead. So how do we stay in God's word? We pray, we read the Bible, we do devotions, we go to youth group, we surround ourselves with people who encourage us to do the things that God needs us to do. And that's not just youth group for your age, it's for you guys as well, to stay surrounded by people who encourage us and encourage us to do what we need to do. So I'm going to close us by tying it back into these shoeboxes that you see all around. Next Sunday at our stewardship luncheon, we will pack these shoeboxes to send all over the world. So each child, as you look at these shoeboxes here and in the narthex, each shoebox is a child. Each shoebox is a heart that we are trying to reach for Jesus. Their faith is not dead, their hearts are not dead, but no one has told them about Jesus yet. And this shoebox is just the beginning of their life with Jesus. So I encourage us all to pick up something to put in this shoebox, to pray over these shoeboxes, to help pack them next Sunday, because like this mum, we are trying to introduce the God of the living to all these hearts, both near and far. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the God of the living and that you can reach down and pull us up when we might feel like this dead mum, when you can restore us to do all that you are calling us to do. You are right beside us every day. The good days and the bad days, the easy days and the hard days. And we thank you for that. And it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.